I speak in the name of God, who is Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. The older I get, the more aware I am of the choices I have made and the consequences of those choices, not only for me, but for others. Some were the right choices, others were not. Sometimes I was sure about the choice I was making, others I wasn't. Some choices I would make again, others I would certainly not. I've spent a lifetime choosing, and so have you. Regardless of what I think about or how I evaluate my past choices, I know this, a lifetime of choosing, has shaped who I am and what my life is about. A lifetime of choosing has determined the relationships I have and the quality of those relationships. A lifetime of choosing has influenced the way I see and engage the world. For better or worse, my life and world have been built around the choices I have made. I'm not saying that other people's choices or other circumstances do not affect or play a part in my choosing. Of course they do, sometimes in profound ways. I just don't think we can ultimately blame our circumstances or others for our choices. Neither can we escape or avoid choosing. Within every set of circumstances, good, bad, or indifferent, there is always a choice to be made. In our first reading, it tells us this: before each person are life and death, and whichever one chooses will be given. Every day we choose between life and death. Every day we are choosing our way into one or the other. We all have our reasons for the choices we make. Sometimes our choices are about gaining approval or acceptance, wanting to fit in and be liked. Sometimes our choices arise from a desire to be loved and accepted. We choose based on our personalities, how we've learned to see the world. Sometimes we choose to give up, and other times we choose to push on regardless. I suspect we've all made choices that we thought would make us successful or wealthy or popular. We've probably made choices that we'd hoped would create the persona and identity we always wanted. Sometimes we choose power, control, or security. Often our choices are about self-protection or making ourselves feel better and happy. And sometimes they have been more about making another one feel bad, an attempt to get back at him or her. Have you ever chosen yes when really you meant no? I suspect we all have. There are thousands of reasons for the choices we make. Most of us, I'm guessing, look back on our choices as either being right or wrong. They're good choices or bad choices. But what if there's another way of looking at it? What if there's really not good or bad, right or wrong? Here's why I ask that. Have you ever had exactly what you chose, only to realize that it wasn't really what you wanted? Have you ever made a choice that you knew was the right choice, a good choice, but it ended up not working out? Perhaps left you feeling empty, as if something was missing, despite getting what you wanted, what you chose. Your life was not enriched, made full and vibrant the way you thought that it would. Instead, it felt diminished or impoverished. Those experiences of choosing tell us there is something more. They point to a truth and wisdom that we heard in that first reading from Sirach. We don't hear enough from Sirach. There's really only one choice to be made, and it's a choice between life and death. Sure, we can make lots of other choices, but in the end, the only choice that really matters is the one between life and death. It's both the ultimate choice and the ultimate criteria for making our choices. After all, Jesus says, "What good does it for a man or woman to gain the whole world, to be given exactly what they choose, only to lose their life?" Is what we choose to think, say, or do life-giving? Does it sustain, nurture, and grow life for ourselves or others? Or does it destroy, diminish, or deny life? Does it leave us bereft of life? Does it impoverish life for others or for ourselves? We make the choice between life and death in so many ways, every day of our lives. We make the choice in the ways that we choose to see and look at ourselves and others. It's in our thoughts. It's in the words we speak, as well as the things we have done and left undone. So what if we intentionally chose life in every decision we made? What if choosing life was at the center of our thoughts, the words we speak, the things we do? How might that change your life, your relationships, your world? I think that's what Jesus was getting at in today's gospel. Jesus knows that life isn't to be codified, that choices are more than a cost-benefit analysis, more than getting what we desire, more than simply following the rules. I'm not saying we should throw out the rules as if they don't matter. Jesus didn't do that. Rather, he fulfilled the law. He recognized and revealed the law to be about life. The law was never intended to divide people into categories of good or bad, right or wrong, law abider or law breaker. It was to point to the way of life. That's what Jesus does. That's why he could say that he came not to destroy but to fulfill the law. Jesus did not come to make us good, but to make us alive. He set us free to make choices that support, sustain, grow, and nurture life for ourselves and for others. What if we took to heart the choice between life and death? It means we would have to look at the law and ourselves differently. Keeping the law would not be the ultimate goal. Rather, it would be a means to life. It would mean making choices that begin not from the circumstances around us, but with the circumstances within us. When Jesus says in today's gospel, "You've heard that it was said, but I say to you," he's asking us to look within ourselves, to look at the circumstances within us. He's moving our vision inward. This inward looking is not an escape or an avoidance of the world around us, but a recognition that the choices we make, the words we speak, the actions that we take in the world around us first begin and arise from the world within us, from the heart. It's not enough, Jesus says, to simply sustain from murdering anyone. We will just be as liable to judgment if we are angry with a brother or sister. Jesus wants a transformation of our hearts, more than mere compliance to any laws. It's the transformed heart that begins to change our life, our relationships, and our world. As Bono from U2 prophetically sings, "I can't change the world, but I can change the world in me. Rejoice." Every year the government publishes murder rates in this country, in every country really. We all want the murder rate to go down. But what it would be like if the anger rate went down? The anger rate of our words went down. The anger rate of our thoughts went down. What would it be like if the fear rate went down? What if the grudge and resentments rates went down? How might it change our life, our relationships, and our world? That's what Jesus is after. Choosing life begins with a change of heart. So what do you see when you look within? What anger is there? What fear? What resentments? What prejudices? What grudges? How do those things affect your relationships? How have they influenced the words that you've chosen, the actions you've taken? In what ways do they determine how you feel and view yourself, your language, your actions? What if before we ever spoke a word, we asked ourselves if the words we chose to speak were life-giving? How might it change our life and our relationships if we acted, before we acted, we asked ourselves whether our chosen action would grow and sustain life? What if every time we asked ourselves these questions and the answer was no, we chose again? We made another choice, a choice to live. I think most of the time we know the difference. We know when we've chosen life, and we know when we've chosen death. We can feel the difference. Every time we make a judgment of someone, we've chosen death. When we speak based on anger, we've chosen death. When we betray ourselves, we've chosen death. When we promote or are indifferent to injustice, we've chosen death. When we isolate ourselves or live in fear, we've chosen death. But we also know what it's like to live and choose life. When we come to this altar rail and hold out our hands to receive the body of Christ, we're choosing life. We choose life every time we offer forgiveness and work for our relationships. We choose life when we care for the poor, strive for justice, care for the planet, and respect the dignity of every human being. We choose life when beauty is our worldview. We choose life when we are generous with our time, our compassion, our money, and our resources. We choose life when we ask for help. When we choose to love, we're choosing life. Despite our best intentions for choosing life, we know there are times when we settle for less than the life God dreams for us. But even there, we have a choice. If we choose to beat ourselves up about making a bad choice, a wrong choice, we're choosing death. There is, however, a simple anecdote, or antidote rather, a correction to the times when we've chosen death. Just choose again. Choose life. Choose life often. C.S. Lewis, in Mere Christianity, puts it this way: every time you make a choice, you are turning the central part of you, the part of you that chooses, into something a little different than it was before. And taking your life as a whole, with all your innumerable choices, all your life long, you're slowly turning this central thing into a heavenly creature, or a hellish creature. Either into a creature that is in harmony with God and with other creatures and with itself, or else into one that is in a state of war and hatred with God and with its fellow creatures and with itself. To be the one kind of creature is heaven. That is, it is joy and peace, knowledge and power. To be the other means madness, horror, idiocy, rage, impotence, and eternal loneliness. Each of us, at every moment, is progressing to one state or the other. There is good news and bad news about the choices we make. The good news is that we will be given what we choose. The bad news is that we will be given what we choose. So choose life. Choose life often. And if you need to, choose again.